There were 5 seconds left in the playoff game between the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints. The Saints had a 2-point lead and a virtual lock on the victory. But in one of the strangest events in national football, Case Keenum, the Vikings quarterback, threw a pass to Stephon Diggs in the flat. He jumped up and dashed to the end zone. What was a virtually assured Saints victory became a Vikings visit to the NFC Championship game. When asked about the circumstances surrounding his catch, Diggs said, "It happened so fast, I didn't know what was happening." He went on to note that he owes his success to God. God made it happen. Since this was a miracle of a kind that defies logic, there may be something to this argument. It is instructive that no one, to my knowledge, from the American Civil Liberties Union to the Atheists of America, have challenged Diggs' judgment. The reason this matter comes up at all is that football coaches across the country receive the wrath of the ACLU when they have asked their teams to pray to God before and after games. What was once a pregame ritual has been ridiculed to the point where it is rarely employed. I doubt Mr. Diggs will start a trend, as an NBC official said, religion and politics don't mix. Well, they do mix in ways he will never recognize. Materialists will judge you. All this transcendent talk is nonsense. Yet there is so much in the world that cannot be explained through science or rational thoughts. Perhaps it is the 5-second catch, or the immaculate reception, or the inconceivable Super Bowl comeback. Life has a way of challenging what we think we know. So often the science of today becomes the mythology of tomorrow. There was a time when phlogiston was believed to add to the atomic weight of chemicals. There isn't a scientist who believes that now. There are, alas, many scientists that sneer at religious ideas. But Newton was a religious man. Religion was an important development for Einstein. As he noted, God didn't just throw dice at the universe. Intelligent design is a preternaturally interesting way of looking at the world. The eye, for example, in humans and other primates, has not undergone evolution. How can that be explained? Football players occasionally make reference to their deep-seated religious convictions, albeit this is done less frequently now than in the past. There is, of course, a natural tension between reason and revelation. But one should note that on the football field, they often come together. Take, for example, the field goal kicker who carefully measures the appropriate steps before the placement of the ball and then takes practice kicks at the goalposts. As the football is in the air, every player on the sidelines is in an act of prayer, hoping that ball is going through the goalposts. Prayer is a part of sports because there are so many imponderables that can determine the outcome of the game, and they are by no means logical. Why did the seagull fly in front of a left fielder as he was about to throw out an opposing player at home plate? Why did snowflakes in the middle of a football game alter a team's passing attack? And yet there are matters entirely predictable that are often overlooked. Is it merely coincidental that Colin Kaepernick disrespected the American flag and the Judeo-Christian tradition that upholds it? After all, he's an admirer of Fidel Castro, an atheist. I don't know if God will make an appearance in the Super Bowl, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me.